Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker, The Fast Lane on 101 ESPN in St. Louis, and the Helium Comedy Club, obviously, is not having shows right now because of the coronavirus and everything being shut down. Well, Helium has set up a GoFundMe page for their staff. You can link to that with our Twitter page, 101 ESPN Fast Lane. And tomorrow night, comedian Adam Ferrara is going to host a comedy special through a Zoom webinar. And that webinar will be emailed to ticket holders at 6:30 tomorrow, with the show starting at 7. Just go to the St. Louis Helium website for more information. Adam Ferrara is with us now on 101 ESPN via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Adam, thanks for taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you guys again. Last time we were in person, but times are different. I don't know if you heard, there's something in the air.
Yeah, I actually felt a little bit bad, Adam, that you didn't want to come in, like you didn't trust us at all. But it turns out you're just in California and we're here. Is that it? Would you have come in if you were in town?
No, I don't trust you.
No, yeah, that's actually a really good call. Hey, take us into your bunker. What does your quarantine look like?
Well, I'm here with my wife, my dog, and I was very fortunate because I built this little studio, which I'm talking to you now, which I'm really surprised it works. So that's why I'll be able to do this. I'll be able to do this and still pump out content. My podcast drops every Thursday. It's called the Adam Ferrara Podcast. 30 minutes, you'll never get back. And I was on a show called Top Gear with Tana Faust and Rutledge Wood, and we do watch-alongs on YouTube. We just started putting those out as well. It's called Speedy, Beardy, and the Moles. If you go to YouTube and you're a Top Gear fan, you can watch us, watch the episode, and share that with you. So that's pretty much my bunker. Is, fellas, I've never been, like, at home and never been so busy and feeling like I'm not getting anything done. I don't understand it.
No, we're all going through
it. We all feel the same way.
A quick question here, and feel free to not answer or just get around this one if you want to. But if you had to pick one, you talked about you're there with your wife and your dog. Look. You got to pick one. Who are you picking, your wife or your dog?
Oh, they're interchange. I can't just pick one. Yeah. I'll take the wife, but, okay. You know.
She's there, huh?
It'll break my heart to get rid of the dog.
She's probably nearby.
I don't know if you know this. They play different roles in my wife. I don't know what your relationship with your pets are.
It's a little different.
Am I judging you?
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
What?
But, yeah, but it's weird. Hey, let me ask you this. Well, I got you online. There's some human contact I'm talking to. Are the days melting into each other? Are
yes.
You guys in the studio? Yes.
100%.
Okay. I'm walking around in my pajamas like Jimmy the Chin trying to get out on a psych defense because I'm just in my pajamas all day. Here's the good news about this thing is I blame myself for everything, fellas, so I self-criticize. Even I can't blame myself.
Good for you. Good. Yeah. Adam, we were just talking about that earlier, how it's weird to have, and at least we have a show to get to, but there's no schedule. There are no meetings, especially for us. There are no sports. So at 7 o'clock tonight, we don't have a game. We always have a game at 7 o'clock. It's weird to live life without a real packed schedule.
I know. And it's weird, like, you know, especially during football season, you look forward to Sundays. You know, so because you're just on the couch, you're just watching all day, and then Monday you get the recap, and then you get the breakdowns on Fridays. Like, all I'm listening to is free agency because that's all that's out there.
Yeah, so I think we're all kind of in this mode right now. Just going back like 3 weeks, and the idea was presented to us for the first time that, hey, maybe there are games, but nobody's allowed to go to the games. It's just going to be a game, and it'll be televised, but there will be no people in the crowd. And that sounded like such a terrible idea at the time. And now I would kill for that. Do you kind of feel the same way?
I'm watching old reruns on ESPN Classics. I have those on. They have Marvel Racing now on you guys. Oh,
we
you guys
just
putting on
talked
Marvel
about
Racing?
It.
I'm watching.
It's great.
Isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah. I would kill to watch a game. Here's the thing about football. Football for me, guys, is that's – Pro Bowl is a spot for me because that's the only time when I was a kid my father would stop. Because you remember, it was the 1 o'clock game and the 4 o'clock game, and that was it. Mm-hmm. So you would get up early in the morning. We lived in New York, and it's the fall, so you got to rake leaves and you work outside. And then Pop would sit down for – he had two TVs going. He had the little black and white from upstairs, and he had the color one downstairs, and he wouldn't move. And we could all just sit with Pop and watch the game, and that's how I got hooked.
How's tomorrow night going to work? You're going to have a Zoom Q&A with people that are that buy tickets for the Helium Comedy Club. How does that work tomorrow, and have you ever done anything like this?
Yeah, I do this thing called Talk to Me Tuesday on my Facebook page. It's 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and I've been doing it for a while where people just come in. It's like a phone call with, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 of my friends every week. So I'm guessing it's going to work the same way. This is a new thing we're trying just to put some money in the pockets of the guys that work at Helium for the staff and everybody, because we're all suffering. I'm not making a dime from it, boys. It's all for to help other people. So the way it's going to work is you log on, and we're gonna talk for about 45 minutes. I'm going to try and make you laugh. Let me know how you're doing. I'll let you know how I'm doing. Just a way to connect and hopefully raise some money and help some other people.
It's a beautiful thing, man. You realize in times like this how important being a part of a team is. You got to be separate. We're all separate. We're all 6 feet apart in here, maybe 4 feet from one person, but 6 in general. But you need each other now more than ever, don't we?
Yeah, and people are, like, I'm here in California, so I can still go to the walk to the supermarket. So at night I go for a walk just to get out of the house. You know, you stay 6 feet apart, you wear your gloves, and you go in there. And there was a guy at the supermarket in the cereal aisle. He was FaceTiming his wife, and he just snapped. He's like, "They don't have it, Laura. Look, you can see what I see. There's nothing here, Laura. They don't have some kind of grand flake. You're just going to have to push it out on yourself, honey. I'm so sorry."
I think that's perfect.
They don't have it, Laura. I'm 6 feet away. He's screaming. It was great.
I was just going to ask you how much, I guess... It's hard to, in comedy, there's never like a too soon, but we're dealing with like something that we've never dealt with. There are ways to make the world that we're in right now, you can still make it funny, can't you?
I can't hide, otherwise this is going to be a boring 45 minutes. But I think the content is important. I think you guys are doing is important, the regularity, the normalcy. The reason the uncertainty messes with me is because you don't have your routine. So I had to build in a routine just to keep my sanity, because the structure triggers anxiety in my head. So I get up every morning. I'm up in the house. I make a pot of coffee. While the pot of coffee, call my mother. She's in New York. So basically, boys, I just say, "Hi, Mom," and then that's the end of my participation in the conversation.
Are you showering every day? Showering every day? Because I'm debating whether or not I should.
Yes. Wash yourself. Clean yourself.
Okay, good idea.
You got to maintain your own personal dignity and stuff. I was watching, what was the Will Smith one? It was the Omega Men movie. I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, yeah.
He's all alone, working out. But at least he's outside. So, yeah, I need that. I got to put some structure into my day, because otherwise I'll go insane. I don't know what day it is, but at least I know what I got to do, you know?
Adam Ferrara with us on 101 ESPN tomorrow night. Benefit to help out the folks that work at the Helium Comedy Club, and Adam's doing it free of charge. You can buy tickets at stlouishelium.com, a link at the 101 ESPN Fastlane Twitter page, and he's going to Q&A with fans. And it's interesting because we always ask comedians about the immediate feedback, and that's the greatest gratification you guys get, is you've got a crowd there and they respond right away. So how difficult is it to do something online?
I'm crumbling inside, fellas. You wait for the feedback. You wait for, I don't like when I do, I get a good response when you see people, when you read the responses, like I think there'll be a moderator tonight. So then we'll know the responses we get. It's not the same as connecting. Like, this is great because it's connecting. I can hear you guys online. It's all written stuff and I'm dyslexic. So, you know, people can go, "Oh my dog, that was funny." So I gotta put that back together in my head.
Our producer is dyslexic as well.
He's not dyslexic. He just can't spell.
Okay, well, he's got something. No doubt about it. He's got something. So that's a fun thing to remember for people right now, too, going back to the thing that you mentioned right off the top. Hey, you're not making a dollar off of this. I mean, this is going to the other people that are work or are out of work right now, because there are no comedy clubs open. Helium's not open and not being there. So people that want to laugh and want to help people, what a great combination right here.
Yeah, we're trying to put out as much content as we can, because, like, I had to ask myself the question, okay, this is where we are. What do I want to do, and how can I contribute in the face of this thing? So all I can do is just put out stuff to, this is what I do. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a policeman. This is what I do. So just ramp up what you do to contribute to the whole to make things better. And people are doing it. I mean, on my podcast, Edie Falco did an episode for me. That's out this week. Jay Leno did one for me, Kevin James. So we're all just kind of banding together and putting out content to try and help people through this. I mean, this thing is going to end. You know, I mean, look, this one's bad. Remember last year when lettuce was going to kill us?
Oh, you know?
It's like, yeah. So,
hey, from
got to keep moving forward and do what we do.
Adam, from a comedy material standpoint, is there something good about this situation?
I'll let you know when I find it. Is there something good about it? Yeah, I'll tell you what's good about it. I realized that this isn't my fault, so I can't even blame myself for this. But I also caught myself, and this is good because I realized how big my ego was. Because I remember, you know, when you lay in bed at night, you go over the day in your head and what you said to yourself. That moment, I remember thinking to myself, oh, God. I remember screaming and complaining that I was on the road, and I just wish I could be home and spend time with my wife and not go on the road anymore. Fellas, I meant series regular. I didn't mean global pandemic. I meant just enough TV to pay for building up the trial. That's all I meant.
Adam, I'm interested. A second ago, you had a few names that were on your podcast, and these are our big-time names, big-time guys. When you first broke into the industry, did you work alongside somebody, or maybe you were doing stand-up and you were opening up for somebody where you said, holy crap, here we are, I made it?
Oh, I've never got holy crap, I made it. I went, holy crap, I can't believe I'm here. I opened for Carlin. George Carlin. Here's what happened, boys. There's a club in Hermosa Beach down here called the Comedy Magic. It's a famous club. Leno goes there every Sunday.
Yeah.
And does shows there. So I had a weekend there. So I was headlining the weekend, and my manager calls me up and said, "Listen, Mike, who runs the place, said he's got a bump. You've got to move your weekend, but he said you can open if you want." So right away the ego kicks in. Open? I don't know what sword swallow do you think I'm going to open for? And he went, George Carlin. Does he need a ride? Can I pick him? Is he hungry? Can I bring him something? So how do you not? So I took the gig, of course. So the MC goes up, introduced me. I did a half hour. I walk off stage, and you can't go in the green room before. It's all George's, and you're not allowed in there. So I walk off stage, and it's set up like a theater, fellas. So there's in the wings in the theater, I see these two eyes and this silver beard, and this little man just looks at me and went, "You're funny." And I went, "And you're Carlin." And I shook his hand. This was back when you could touch another human being.
Right.
I shook his hand, and he just started. He just told me I was funny. He quoted a couple of jokes. He sort of laughed. He goes, "That's really funny." And we're just talking like comics. And he missed his intro. The MC introduced him, and there was a big round of applause. He goes, "That's me." I go, "See me again, Drew. Get out." So he went out. His last special. He went out, did his old special, and then he invited us into the green room, me and my wife afterwards, and he took pictures and kissed, and it was surreal, fellas. I could not believe that George called me as a colleague and quoting my joke. So, yeah, that was a moment.
That's
awesome.
That is really... Wow. That's really awesome. It's funny you mentioned that place in Hermosa, because I was a few years ago at a bar across the street. I think it's called Barnacles, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our friends who lived there said, yeah, that place over there, Jay Leno comes in like every week and just does whatever he wants to every week. And I didn't believe that, but that's awesome to have some validation on it. I'm wondering... when you were young and not that you're not young now, but when you were coming up as a comedian right away, was there a person that you were performing either before or after, because you're all in the club at the same time and you thought, man, that person is really good. They're just like really, really good.
Oh yeah. I was at the Comedy Cellar in New York. So I was in the show. You know, I was in the big leagues right away. So Dave Attell was there, Chappelle, you know, all those guys who would work out. And you got to get good really quick when you see these guys work, you know, because you're following them. It's just you're in that rotation. So, you know, they would come in. And when Jerry Seinfeld was shooting Comedian, remember the movie Comedian?
Yeah.
He shot it in New York. And he bumped me three times in 1 week. And when you bump, it's like when Jerry comes in, the lineup stops and Jerry does what he wants to do, and then they continue after that. So it's called you're getting bumped. So I got bumped 3 weeks. I got bumped twice to Cellar, once at Gotham. And the third time he came up while the camera crews were setting up. He goes, "Adam, I'm sorry." I said, "Jerry, this movie better be funny, because right now it's just annoying." But when you work with that guy, it's like you're in the on deck circle and you got the donut on the bat, you know, because you got to just keep swinging that heavy bat. And then when you get up there, you just got to, it's a great training ground. You got to get good quick in New York.
Hey, flip side of that, did you ever have somebody open up for you and then you're like, oh, son of a bitch, I got to go after that?
Oh, yeah. You get a lot of guys. Called growing up. Like, you'll get some friends of yours that you take on the road and you give them stage time. And then when they grow up and they get real funny, okay, you're growing up. You go now.
You go.
Is it better to have somebody that opens for you that's funnier than you or not very funny at all and tanks?
Well, you know, you want that middle spot. You don't want someone that's going to tank, but you don't want someone that's going to not compliment what you do. Funny and funnier, it's subjective. So when you're putting a show together, you know, I don't want someone that's going to do the same thing I do because they've already seen it. You want to give variety to the show. So you want to give a different perspective. A lot of times you don't have control. I mean, now I do. Now when I travel, I know the guys I want to work with. Plus, and a lot of it is just who do you want to be on tour with? You know, because if you're going to take the same act, you want a pal there. So you're in a car together, you're driving to the next gig, or you're on a tour bus. It's how do you spend your time? So as far as the show presentation, I want variety. As far as touring, you want to be with somebody. One of the best tours I ever did, we did it 3 years in a row. We did the Rescue Me comedy tour. So it was the last 3 years of the show Rescue Me. So it was me, Lenny Clark, Dennis Leary, and a band. So we were on the tour bus together. And we've known each other for years because we did a bunch of TV shows together, but we never toured together as comics. So that was really fun, just to be comics together. And that tour was great because Dennis put that us together and built the show that way. And it was a little bit different because Dennis would go up to a half hour. He would open the show with the band. So he had all that energy. And Lenny Clark would go up, and then they would sing another song, and then I would go up, and then we would, you know, shoot T-shirts out into the audience, and then go eat steaks in the middle of the night.
Awesome. Adam Ferrara is going to be with the St. Louis Helium Comedy Club tomorrow online. Just go to stlouis.heliumcomedy.com. We've got a link at our 101 ESPN Twitter page. Hey, Adam, before we let you go, you were talking about Seinfeld earlier, and I've talked to so many comedians who that used to be the thing in the 90s especially. I want to get to where Seinfeld is with his own show. Now with so many outlets, with Netflix and with Amazon and the Comedy Central, and that you've been on a show, what do you think most stand-up comedians, when they're getting into the industry, what's the pinnacle for them now?
I think it's individual. Like, I got friends of mine that are great hosts and they want to host a talk show. I got friends of mine that want to be actors. I got friends of mine that actually have gravitated into writing and producing. The nice thing about the landscape now is, fellas, there's so many different outlets to get your message out there. One of the reasons I started this podcast was because there's no barrier to entry. You know, you're not going to write a script, and so you don't need anyone to give you permission to do it. So that's the one thing that I was doing. I was like, wow, this is actually seeing a life, and I'm having fun catching up with my friends again. But I still get to do the acting. So I think, in answer to your question, it depends on the individual comic, you know, what they want to do and how what's more comfortable for them, interviewing somebody, acting, producing, writing. And the nice thing is you can take that shot now.
That podcast, again, 30 minutes, you'll never get back. Just go to Adam's Twitter page, at Adam Ferrara, and you'll be able to get in touch with Adam there and find out all about the podcast. But you'll be able to participate tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to the Zoom webinar with the Q&A and all of your hilarity. Looking forward to it.
I like you guys. Thank you guys for having me on. Stay strong, St. Louis, and hopefully I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks, Adam. Adam Ferrara tomorrow. And once again, if you go to the St. Louis Helium website, you will be able to purchase info for the show, scroll to the top of the page, and then the way it works tomorrow, they're going to send you emailed tickets. It's an email invitation to the Zoom webinar at 6:30 with the show starting tomorrow at 7. So you'll be able to watch a live comedy show
on
Zoom.
Man.
It's a good idea.
Again, the idea is not to line Adam Ferrara's pockets.
Right.
While I'm sure that he'd love to make some money at some point. No, the idea is to help some people that would be working, right? All the staff that has nothing to do and no way to make any cash. So I think it's a beautiful thing that Adam is doing, that Helium is doing, and something we can all do. Look, Randy mentioned it, 7 o'clock at night. What do we got going on?
Nothing.
Zip, zilch, nada, nothing. So it's kind of a cool way, and I'm actually really interested to see how this works, you know, how the back and forth of it is, how... How the questions come across, what the feedback looks like. Because, I mean, it's a different thing. You mentioned doing these things on Facebook, but with Facebook, when he goes live, like you have, I've never done a Facebook live, but you have like the reaction real time, right? Like you can have like the thumbs up, hearts, this, Oh, you're an idiot. I don't know if that's one of the emojis.
I don't think it's an emoji.
It should be. But you have that real time. I'm interested to see how this looks. And either way, whether you want, you just want to tune in for Adam or you want to help some people out. It's $7, you know, and it's $7 that could go a long way.
And this really does, a situation like this, it spawns creativity. And maybe not this exact forum, but this will be something that we use in the future. And I'm sure that there are a lot of things. We're going to talk to Joe Buck later on about him doing play-by-play for people's videos. There are a lot of things happening because of the fact that everybody is shut in that wouldn't be happening. And a lot of times in situations like this, we see creative ideas come to the fore.
What is it? Necessity is the mother of creativity? That's, something like that, right? Yeah, so that's what's going to happen here. But for people who are listening now, I think it's a very important thing to reiterate. Since there's not a ton going on, let us go ahead and plan your day for you, okay? So starting in the morning here, you can listen to 101 ESPN, listen all the way through while you're cleaning out the garage, while you're building cabinets, while you are mowing the lawn. Is it time
washing
to mow the lawn
hands?
Yet?
Yeah, my lawn needs a good mowing at this point. The problem is it's a little bit too soggy, Ranj, so I'm afraid that if I drive the tractor on, I'm going to make some
Well, don't
some
do that.
Ruts.
Oh, you got a riding lawnmower, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Humble brag.
No big deal.
So you can do that. Listen on the app. Download the app. It's free. The 101 ESPN app. 101ESPN.com. You can go to the webinar then tomorrow. Okay?
At 7.
At 7 o'clock.
Eat dinner at 6 when we're off the air.
That's right. Wait till 6 o'clock and then eat. Go to the webinar. And then go watch Tiger King on Netflix.
Everybody's talking about Tiger King and I got to get in. Maybe that's tonight.
It's
I couldn't get into The Wire. Did I tell you guys that?
Yeah, you know what? It might be that.
I tried.
I think it's that a little bit too much time has passed.
Do you think so?
For The Wire?
I only watched one episode, and maybe I just haven't given. There's a lot of different shows where one episode's not enough. Mm-hmm. Everybody says The Wire is like one of the best things ever, so I want to get into it, but maybe I'm just going to shift gears and go Tiger King.
So The Wire was Breaking Bad before Breaking Bad. You know, when people used to constantly talk about Breaking Bad all the time?
Mm-hmm.
The Wire was the first one of those. It was, we got to watch The Wire, got to watch The Wire. And then it was, you got to watch Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad was really good.
It was a good show.
By the way, we got a text here to the Air Comfort Service text line 65780 that says, I listen when I vlog.
Oh,
so, good idea. So I'm glad that we can set the mood for you.
How many people you think are listening while they're blogging?
Probably less than you'd think.
Yeah, I would think so.
Probably get a lot of sessions in during our show. Yeah.
So a couple of questions, Ranj. Number one, what is Tiger King?
Tiger King is a documentary, an actual one, about this guy in Oklahoma who owned, basically it's like a petting zoo almost, and it's all wild animals, like tigers and leopards and dangerous animals who could kill you very easily, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this lady, and I'm not very far into it. I'm a couple of episodes in. There's this lady who is, I don't know if she works with PETA or...
Well, is PETA the guy then?
It's the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
That's an organization, PT. So she's People Eating Tasty Animals. That's what you said, right?
I remember them.
Kind of like a PETA, but her own PETA. And she wants this place closed down. And there's another guy who is in, I think, West Virginia or South Carolina. Again, I'm very new to the show, but all of these people are weirdos, and they have like they have tigers and big cats that can kill you.
Does
the
West Virginia guy have a sister wife? I'm just trying to paint the picture in my head.
Everybody in West Virginia does.
I think so.
That's why they don't have that many cases of coronavirus, because it's all in the family.
So I will watch The Tiger King. The other question I have for both of you guys.
Yeah. There's a murder plot coming up here.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah, so there's stuff going on.
Based on your experience, do you believe that stalkers would respect social distancing?
That's a really good question, because stalkers find themselves like they're in love, but they also realize the outside world. And look, I can't speak to this as well as Ranj. You go now.
Well, I can't speak to this either, because I don't know if... there's been a lot of distancing for me
Yeah.
In the last couple of years. So I'm okay.
Do you think that in your experience, though, having somebody that was as passionate about you, that they would stay at least 6 feet away?
Here's what I would say. That people who are of that mindset, they want to stalk you, they probably aren't really aware of things that are happening around them.
See, I think that that's minimalizing like their passion. Yeah. You can do multiple things.
Now,
you can't distance.
Did it provide closure for you?
Yeah.
When, let me put it this way. In a hypothetical situation, if you were working at a place where there was somebody with a stalker and they had to put the picture of said stalker up on the reception wall, if the picture would be removed, do you believe, hypothetically speaking, that would provide some closure for the stalkee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of a less threatening environment.
Yeah, it's almost like it's over.
Yeah.
You feel better.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're all good, man.
In the hypothetical, again, total hypothetical.
Right.
Has anybody heard from this person
in
the last, couple of years?
I don't know.
Like at all?
I don't
think.
Don't know.
Probably not.
Don't know. Everything's fine.
Thoughts and prayers.
But stay away from people right now.
Yeah. 6 feet.
I don't know. If you're a stalker, is this a good or bad time?
Got to be a bad time.
Well, I don't know, though, because you have a clearer path. You know, the lane is wide open.
But if you are thinking about perhaps running past a doorman into somebody's apartment and onto their bed with the goal of joining them in their bed, it's never going to work out.
Well, even that path got clearer, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Randy. Yeah, there's a story there. And I don't know if I should... I'm not probably
not going to
mention it.
The doorman's not the doorman anymore.
He's not the doorman anymore.
Did he capitulate?
No, he died.
Yeah, that's what that means.
No, he took the dirt nap.
He did.
Oh, he bit the big one.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
Of his own volition? Or
no, I don't think so.
Natural causes?
Don't know, man.
Okay.
Don't know.
You hope it wasn't...
Anyways, the path is clearer
now.
No,
it's not, because there are people who are making sure it doesn't happen.
Because of the coronavirus.
It is more difficult to get into the building now than it ever has been.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so...
All right. So there you have it.
I guarantee I can get in your building.
Lots of prayers.
No, you can't.
Yeah, it's
you can't.
Spy mission.
You cannot. They're not even. I don't even think they're letting delivery people in.
Really?
Yeah, they're making you stand at the door. You've got to come down and get your deliveries now.
We'll see.
Like if you're ordering a pizza, if you go to 101ESPN.com and find a restaurant that is delivering in St. Louis.
Yes.
It's on our website. Go there and find it. If one of those people come to the building, they have to stand outside and you have to come down and get it for yourself.
Okay.
So safety a lot of first. Distancing.
We got a question here from the 309.
And by the way, before we get to that question, do we have a fighter yet? Oh, we do have a fighter. Okay, for the 4 o'clock.
Fight. Yeah. Yeah, we were supposed to tease that an hour ago. We forgot. Somebody says, and I think this is actually a really good idea, wouldn't it be safer for everyone to post a picture of the stalker on Twitter for our safety? Wouldn't you think?
No.
Like,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
We're probably too late to the party there.
Yeah, I don't think so, man.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we've got a new fighter in the 4 o'clock fight. We're halfway home here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.